Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, over the years, both of us, but definitely more so you, have been pretty closely following the development of the Maryland wine industry.
Mm-hmm, I sure have.
You've been very, very plugged in with the Governor's Cup, et cetera. And I understand that there was a recent event which was a real showcase of some of the best that Maryland has produced in the last couple of years.
The Maryland Wineries Association puts on a wine event every winter in January, and they do exactly that. They bring out the best wines that are available now. It's a wonderful opportunity to taste these wines, and next year I think we'll try to let some people know about it in advance so they
sure.
can go. It's just a really great way to keep your finger on the pulse of a rapidly improving wine industry. I have a whole bunch of wines I'm just going to touch on and try to give people an idea of what's out there. Let's start with Old Westminster's wine Greenstone, which is a white blend of Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, and a little Albarino.
Uh-huh.
An unusual blend.
Right. Sounds great, though.
But it was, and it drinks like an Albarino.
Okay.
So it was really nice. Sugarloaf Mountain Reserve Chardonnay from the 2013 vintage drank exactly like a good level Pliny Monnerchet.
Really?
Really. I mean, when I sipped it, I immediately flashed back to one I had about 25 years ago. Scaled down slightly, but still really, really nice. Big Cork, which is a very good up-and-coming producer out western Maryland, they have a very nice dry Viognier. So that's the style that they're focusing on. I like that one a great deal. Our old buddies at Linganore have a wine they call Redskins Reserve, and this is the this is because it's kept in contact with the skins of the red grapes, of course.
Right.
And it's pizza wine par excellence. I really, really like this wine. Big and blousy, and yes, you could take it to a football game. Back to Old Westminster, they have a Channery Hill red blend with Cab Franc, Merlot, and a little bit of Cab Sauv blended into it. Just a really beautifully concentrated wine, super texture, showing how good this young winery is performing. Bassignani, Bert Bassignani, who is one of the veterans.
And definitely one of the old guys.
And
in the
a great guy. He had his Lorenzino from 2008, which is the current Lorenzino.
Okay.
That he at least is offering. So this has a little bit of age on it, and this has always been a very good wine, very much in the Bordeaux style. You want to open it up and let it decant for a couple hours, and
sure.
then it really shows itself at the max. Knob Hall, which is a very nice winery out in Hagerstown,
mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the biggest vineyards in Maryland, they make a red blend called Prestige. And it's the usual Bordeaux varietals. And this was just delicious. I was so impressed with it. Just a delicious, delicious wine. Elk Run, again, a veteran winemaker, Fred Wilson. He's done such good work over the years. His 2013 Merlot was absolutely delicious, big and lush and beautiful texture. Now, what really, really impressed me, Hugh, were the Cabernet Francs. And I'm going to mention three that really caught my eye. Sugarloaf Mountain, who is making as much good wine in Maryland as anyone else, had a Cab Franc Reserve that was stupendous.
Wow.
Forward, ready to drink, beautiful. Bordy had a very polished Cabernet Franc, absolutely delicious in its own right. But Knob Hall's Cab Franc had the most complexity. It was still a little bit closed, but it was just showing, oh, just a great future ahead of it. I'm going to put all of these wines on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.